Hello. We'll be doing a Feldenkrais Method Awareness Through Movement lesson in this recording. If you are new to the Feldenkrais Method and Awareness Through Movement, you can refer to other links on this page for if you are new to Feldenkrais or ideas about preparing for a lesson or how to do some propping or accommodation for yourself in the lesson, but those would be separate links. This will be the lesson Tilting the Legs In and Out. It was taught from the San Francisco Evening Class Notes, a book compiled by Richard Ehrman, of lessons that Mia Siegel and Gabi Yaron taught in 1977 to 1978. Okay, so we'll begin tilting legs in and out. Go ahead and lie down on your back. Notice your contact with the floor, how you've settled into this position on your back. In particular, bring your attention to the weight of your right heel and then your left heel. You can compare whether one feels heavier or that its point of pressure, the contact with the floor, that spot seems larger or smaller. Travel up each of your legs. Have a sense of the length of the right leg or the length of the left leg as you perceive them now. And notice your pelvis against the floor. The degree of pressure. Is there more contact or more weight, right or left? Traveling up your back, what part of your back is lifted from the floor, and which parts of your back are in contact with the floor? You can notice the contact on the floor behind your right shoulder, wherever your idea of shoulder is. That may be your shoulder blade. It may be where your arm connects to the top outer corner of your shoulder. Where is your shoulder against the floor? Think that on the left. Feel and compare the two sides. And now traveling up the back of your neck. Where does your contact leave the floor as you move upward from some place in the back? To where your head makes contact with the floor. Note for yourself if you were to imagine a line that went from your nose to the ceiling. Does it go a little right or a little left of your felt sense of your middle? Does it go a little up or down? And then just note each of those things in whatever way they present themselves to you. And then bend each of your knees. You can bend your right knee, draw your foot up to standing and knees directed towards the ceiling. You're still lying on your back. You can orient your arms just somewhere along your sides And both of your knees are bent and both of your feet are standing. And now from here, bring the right knee just an inch or two, just a small amount, a small, easy amount, out to the right and back. And do many small iterations of this. Slowly, you just bring the right knee directed a little bit more to the right and then back to the ceiling. And you can notice how the contact of your foot changes against the floor. You may be rolling so that there is a little more pressure on the right edge of your right foot as your knee comes out to the right. And then pause. Just have your knees facing or directed towards the ceiling and your feet on the floor. Now bring your right knee a little bit inward to the left. Now we didn't specify before the distance of the feet or the legs from each other. So if you have in your initial placing of your feet in standing, brought your legs quite close together, there may not be much room for the right knee to move in towards the left. So rearrange your feet a little bit. Feel what comfortable and maybe just a slightly wide of the hips that the feet could find to be that left a little gap between the legs. But find a comfortable place for yourself where if you spread your feet very far, you can try that. There's a little bit of work that needs to be done to keep the knees up towards the ceiling. And if you have the feet quite close, there's different work that's going on in the muscles of the legs to keep the knees directed towards the ceiling. So find something that's maybe just wide of hip width where the feet are. And now again, bring the right knee in towards the left, towards the midline, and just maybe a few inches in back, and feel what that feels like. Now you can increase that movement a little bit, again, staying within comfort, going slowly, not efforting or causing yourself discomfort. But if you let the knee fall in towards the middle a little farther, do you feel the pelvis start to change its weight on the floor? The right side of the pelvis may become less heavy as the left side of the pelvis becomes more heavy or more bearing the weight into the floor as the right knee moves to the left, to the middle. And then go ahead and lengthen your legs. Take a pause. Throughout this lesson, I will take many short pauses in between variations. But if at any point the taking a longer pause feels comfortable or just interesting for you, you can simply rest longer or you can rest earlier than when I've ceased with explaining a variation and just try small amounts and take your own rests along the way with an eye for keeping everything as comfortable as you can. So now go ahead and stand the feet again, draw the knees bent up towards the ceiling. Think about a comfortable distance apart of the feet. And now with the left leg, you'll draw the knee a few inches out to the left and back to the ceiling, feeling the ease of that movement. Perhaps it's quite different than the right. And you can let that movement grow a little bit, again, within a range of comfort and seeing how you feel.
do what's easy of going a little bit more to the left and back up to the ceiling, and noting the weight change on your pelvis. And pause. Now draw the left leg a little to the right, towards the inside. And again, beginning with a very small movement. And then slowly, gently, letting that movement grow, exploring sort of the easy range and what the consequences of coming to that easy range are in terms of how your contact with the floor changes. Your pelvis may roll a little towards the right. But throughout this movement, one way to check in with whether you're attending with ease and staying in a comfortable range. Go ahead and pause from that and lengthen your legs. One way to know if you're staying within a comfortable range is to note your breath. If your breathing can remain easy and unperturbed, that's a good indicator that you're staying within a range of comfort. If your breathing is getting perturbed, you may be efforting or holding your breath in order to organize a movement with a sort of problem-solving approach to how you think it through and can make it happen. And we're really looking for just what is here. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're mostly looking for where is the easy range and what are the consequences of moving the leg in and out on your contact on the floor. So go ahead and bend your knees again. Stand your feet on the floor, comfortable distance apart. And now bring the right knee in and out a little bit as the left knee stays directed towards the ceiling. And if the pelvis is changing its weightedness from right to left a little bit, you can feel what are the boundaries of that action that you begin to need to do something for your left leg to stay upright towards the ceiling. And pause. Now move the left knee in and out and note the same thing on the right. Where are the edges of that action of the left leg moving right and left that begin to transfer through and engage the right hip joint, the right leg, the right knee? Then pause, lengthen your legs, take a rest. As you rest here on the floor, you can check back in with your feeling of contact behind your right and your left heel, your sense of length in your right or left leg, contact of your pelvis with the floor, its weight. As you move up your back, where are you lighter from the floor? Where are you more weighted into the floor? Your right and left shoulders. Where you may be lifted for your neck and where your head comes into contact. If you take back up that image of an imaginary line from your nose directed towards the ceiling, it right or left, up or down? And then let that be. Go ahead and bend each of your knees and direct them towards the ceiling, your feet on the floor, a comfortable distance apart, maybe just slightly wide of the hips. And now with both knees, go a little bit to the left. And both knees go just an inch or two to the left and then back to the ceiling. And you feel for when you reach an easy limit to that action, you can let it grow a little bit and grow a little bit. And if you are able to bring the left knee all the way to the left on the floor, don't do it all at once. Do small amounts of 20% and then 30% and 45% and 60%. You just do small increases in the range of that action. And if you find for yourself that bringing your knees to the left is actually something of a challenge, this is a place where the propping that was discussed in an earlier recording could come into place, because you are going to look for a place where slowly as you grow that movement, you can bring the left knee to rest either on the floor or on a prop, and that the right knee can either just hover a little off the floor in a comfortable place that it is resting, but may not be touching the floor, or it can also be propped as well. But find a place where both knees can come to the left comfortably and that they can stay there. And once you've found that comfortable place for the knees to both be towards the left and to be staying there, take the right hand and bring the palm of your hand to your forehead and roll your head with your right hand a little right and left. Feel what may change in your shoulders. Note whether the knees being towards the left are easier when the head is rolled towards the left or when it's rolled towards the right. Note, do the knees have any movement that is an echo of what's happening with the head, going gently just a little bit right and left? And then pause, bring your right arm alongside. Now bring your left hand up to the forehead. And again, just a tiny little bit of rolling. The head as much as possible just stays passive, and it's the arm that gently just rolls the neck back and forth. You can attend to your breathing, a softness in your face. And then slowly bring the left arm back down to your side, and slowly bring the knees, very slowly, bring the knees back up towards the ceiling. And then once you're there, lengthen the legs and feel if any part of your contact with the floor has changed. Maybe your back or your head, your pelvis. Then when you have felt that, go ahead and bend the knees again, stand the feet. And now we'll try the same variation with bringing the knees to the right. So just a little bit, bring the knees to the right, an inch or two. And bit by bit, can grow that movement, looking for where the border of comfort, a lack of effort is reached with quiet, easy breath. Where can you find the angle that really suits this side? It may be quite different than the other side. Each of the directions that you bring your knee will have different consequences, perhaps through your pelvis or back or neck or shoulders, and allow for that. Allow for each side to be unique. And if you need a prop under either the right knee coming towards the floor on the right or the left knee as it can hover, make sure you have those props for yourself. But come to a place where you can leave the knees comfortably to the right. And then once you are there, take your left hand and roll your head a little right and left. Again, you can feel for whether there's any echo of your head rolling right and left in your knees, coming more towards the floor or being drawn more towards the ceiling. Do you feel an echo of that? Or perhaps you feel a change in your shoulders. Wherever that echo of this action of the head rolling left and right, wherever you can feel it, just note that for yourself. And then bring the left hand down and along your side. Bring the right hand up. And again, roll the head gently, slowly, in a simple, easy range. And note how it affects your knees or your back. And then go ahead and bring the right arm down at your side again. And very slowly, very easily, maybe with the help of your hands even, your knees will come back up towards the ceiling and your feet standing. And then lengthen your legs and rest. You can note your heels, the length of each of your legs, your pelvis, back, shoulders, neck, head. And then when you're ready to return, you can bend the feet, or bend the knees rather, bring the feet up to standing, again a comfortable distance apart. And now bringing the knees a little to the left and back again, refresh this idea of the knees going to the left just a little bit and then coming back to the ceiling, and then just incrementally, just bit by bit, the knees come to wherever is the comfortable place for you on the left. There may be propping for one knee or both. Just find that place where both knees can come to the left and stay there. And then bring the right hand underneath the head. So the palm of the right hand will be against the back of the head. And just cup the back of the head. And that you're, as you think of doing this action, the elbow, the right elbow, can come up a little bit more in the direction of the ceiling so that your head is really cradled in your right hand. And now it may just be a thought at first. So think, how would you lift your head? Maybe to take a little peek at your right hip joint. So first think that. And now, just again, a little bit at a time, the same as we had moved the legs, just lift the head. Maybe you, on the first pass, don't quite get a view of the hip joint, and feel, but with comfort being your guide, begin to lift the head to whatever that range is that actually feels easy, and the breath can stay easy, and the face can stay soft. But where can you see? Can you see the right knee when you come up and down? And what part of your back has to push into the floor for these small little soft pulses of looking up and coming back down? Looking and then coming back down and resting on the floor. But now, less important than what your eyes see, feel, how do you mobilize to make this action happen? What part of you presses into the floor? And pause. And now when you're ready to return, lifting the head a few soft times again, think about what happens with the right knee. Do you feel anything happen with the right knee or with the right hip as the head comes up? Now pause, lengthen your right arm. Note whether your knees are still comfortable to the left. Do you need to slowly bring them back up to the ceiling? If they're comfortable to the left, you can leave them there. If you need to refresh your position of your legs to the left, be sure to accommodate that for yourself. When you're ready and to return and your knees are to the left, you can bring the left hand behind the head. And again, cradling the back of the head, do just a little bit of lifting the head and noting, what is the response of your back that presses into the floor? What is the response of your right hip or your right knee or your left knee or your left hip? And then pause. Bring your right arm down along your side. And very slowly bring your knees back up in the direction of the ceiling. Pause there for a second with the feet in standing. And then lengthen your legs. After that last variation, being on one side, note if you can feel any difference side to side, where you might feel an asymmetry in your hips or your shoulders or your back or your legs, where. And when you're ready to return, bend your knees, stand your feet a comfortable distance apart, and slowly begin drawing the knees to the right and back. And looking for where is that comfortable range? That is where you can leave the knees to the right.
Again, propping under one knee or both, if that is what allows leaving the knees to the right to be comfortable. And now bring the left hand behind the head, cradling the head with the elbow somewhat in the direction of the ceiling. Go ahead and begin to lift the head a little with the left arm, noting how your pressure against the floor may change. What part of your weight moves back into the floor for your head to lift? And what happens in your left hip joint or your left knee? Is there some response? See if this is what you feel. The middle of your back may be moving somewhere more into the floor and more on the right side. And the left hip joint and left knee may be raising up a little bit as the head and the left elbow raise up a little bit. See if that makes some sense to you, how as the knee and the hip joint on the left and the left elbow and the face come up or forward in some way, that the right side of the middle of your back moves back and into the floor. And again, staying within comfort, you can note whether your face is soft, whether your breathing is easy. And then slowly bring your head down, take your left arm away. Perhaps slowly bring the knees back up towards the ceiling just to refresh the position of your knees to the right. Take a pause from the twist from below. And then go ahead and when you're ready to return, bring your knees to the right again, looking for a comfortable place for them to stay. And now your right hand comes behind the head, cradles with the palm at the back of the head, not under the neck, but under the back of the head, and lifting the head with the right arm. Again, note, how does the back press into the floor to accommodate the head lifting? What sort of response to the lifting do you feel in the left hip joint or left knee? Or perhaps even the right knee or right hip joint? And many small, slow, gentle movements of the head lifting and returning to the floor, and lifting and returning to the floor. And now bring the right hand out from behind the head and alongside. Slowly draw the knees back up towards the ceiling. Pause there for a moment, and then lengthen the legs and rest. Notice your breathing. Can you feel as you breathe some part of your back changing pressure with the floor? as your lungs fill with air? Is there any where that you feel your contact and the weight of the middle of yourself, or your shoulders, or somewhere along your back change? And feel your face. Is there softness in your jaw, around your eyes, in your forehead? And then let that be, and when you're ready to return, we'll take one last variation on each side. So if this was enough lesson for you, you can imagine or simply listen to the rest of the lesson from here. If you're curious and comfortable to continue, you can bend both your knees and draw both your feet to a comfortable distance apart. And now again, we'll be bringing the knees a little to the right and back up towards the ceiling a few times, looking for that easy range. And if propping has been something that you have been using, you may note that some of this easy range has changed and that you may need to change your degree of propping. So just find that for yourself. Where is really comfortable that you could bring the knees to the left and have them stay to the left? And so you feel to the left and back to the ceiling, to the left and back to the ceiling. Where can you let them be comfortably resting now? And now, as the knees are to the left, somewhere comfortable, bring the right arm alongside you and turn the palm so that the palm is somewhere oriented in the general direction of the ceiling. It doesn't have to be exactly up, but thinking of the back of the hand lying against the floor. And now bring the left arm, and again, looking for somewhere comfortable, you'll actually extend it above your head. So lying along the floor and sliding along the floor, both backs of the hands will be on the floor. The left back of the hand is on the floor but extended overhead. So if you were standing, your hand would be above the top of your head, fingers pointed above you. But here lying on the floor, the head is softly against the floor. The left arm is against the floor with the knuckles, the back of the hand against the floor, and the palm towards the ceiling. And the right hand with the back of the hand against the floor and the palm towards the ceiling. So now in this position, with the knees to the left arm upward, the right arm downward in relation to you, with the fingers in the direction of the right foot. Think about rolling the head a little, and now roll the head a little so that the nose comes to the right, maybe in the direction of the right shoulder, somehow in towards the right, and then lengthen the right fingers just a little bit in the direction of the feet. And what happens in the middle of you? Is there a way that your belly or some part of the middle of you goes a little forward or to the left as the right hand slides a little down towards the right feet? Or right foot, rather,
down in the direction of the feet. And how about the left arm? The left arm may slide a little upward on the floor. Note that. Can you bring together this idea that as the knees are to the left and the right arm is extended downward and the left arm is extended upward, that both of the hands lengthen just a tiny bit and perhaps the head rolls a little more to the right. Do you notice an echo of this action of reaching a little and returning, reaching a little and returning? That some part of your middle goes forward, some part of your belly or your chest, some part of your rib cage, what part goes forward so that you can reach down a little and return. And pause. Now slowly unwind. You can draw the arms, the left arm down. You can bring the knees back towards the ceiling. But come out slowly of this sort of curving twist that we're making with this position and action. And then lengthen your legs and take a rest. If any differences from side to side are notable for you, touch on each of those and maybe think ahead to how we'll do this final variation on the second side and how something you may be feeling on one side might transfer over when we're finished with the other variations. Or perhaps you can even imagine it. As you settle on the floor, how does the image of the last action that we just did transfer over in your thinking and your image to how we will make these same actions on the other side? If you find that imagining is actually quite rich and interesting, which I believe it is, you can imagine intentionally for this final variation. And I really recommend that that is something that you try. If not this time, then in some lesson that you simply imagine the iterations. And I think you'll be quite astonished by the effectiveness and the very subtle yet very potent quality that imagining specifically brings. So whether you're imagining from here or whether you would like to do, you will bring your feet up to standing again, your knees up towards the ceiling. And now you'll be tilting the knees a little to the right and back up towards the ceiling. Again, looking for what is the range of comfort now? Note whether your face can remain soft, your breathing can remain easy and unperturbed, And when you find where the knees can both be towards the right, one or both propped, or both as they are, bring the left arm sliding on the floor, the back of the hand sliding on the floor to above that. Bring the right hand sliding on the floor above the head with the back of the hand on the head. Sorry for that side confusion there. The right arm will come up and the left arm, the back of the hand will be on the floor and the fingers more or less in the direction of the feet. It may be quite near, the left fingers may be quite near to the left heel, or there may be some distance between the feet and the hand. But wherever you find yourself, there'll be a relationship of the left fingers pointing downward of you and the right fingers pointing upward of you. But in the relation to the room, the backs of both hands are on the floor, the head is on the floor, the arms are resting comfortably against the floor. And now with the knees to the right arm upwards, the left arm downwards, roll the head to the left. The nose just goes a little towards the left, maybe in the direction of the left shoulder. And now a little reach downward with the left fingers in the direction of the left foot. A little pulse down and then back. And a little reach down and then back. And as you feel that tiny sliding reach and return and reach and return, notice whether the head responds at all. That rolls more to the left and back. If the right arm reaches up and back. How about the left hip? Is there any response in the left knee or left hip as the left arm reaches downward? Or how about the contact against the floor? Or the shape of the front of yourself, some part of your ribs or your belly, coming forward? And as you reach with the left hand downward, what else is connected all through you? Now continue that as long as it is still interesting, but begin to be bringing it to a close and pausing and drawing your right arm back down, your knees back from the right up towards the ceiling, slowly. And then extend your legs and just rest simply on your back with your arms along the sides. And sensing your contact with the floor. Anything that may have changed about your impression of how you lie against the floor from when we began. Can note behind each heel the length of each leg, the contact of your pelvis, its weight, its shape, its heaviness, right or left. The parts of your back that contact the floor or may be lifted from the floor. Your sense of contact behind each shoulder, right and left. Sense of the shape of your neck as it is lifted from the floor, and the weight of your head. Taking up again the imaginary line from your nose to somewhere on the ceiling. Whether it is right or left or up or down of your idea of the middle or forward of you. And feel the softness in your face, the ease of your breathing. And now roll your head just a little left and right and begin to prepare yourself to come to one side or the other, to roll up to sit and then to stand.
And once you are standing, feel your weight on the right, on the left, and begin to walk. And as you walk, perhaps slowly at first, and then a little bit or at a medium pace, just feel how the lesson has affected your sense of your hips or your back or your feet, your shoulders, the position of your head, how your hands move at each of your sides. Just note whatever the effect of this lesson was for you. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that lesson.